talk about something good to eat, that's good. And I always preferred mine with a little bit of sugar on it.
I like mine with salt and pepper.
Yes, my father did too. He wanted a little salt and pepper on his cottage cheese, or smear cakes, we called it. And I liked mine with a little sugar on it. And I've ate many a bowl of this clabber milk. Just sprinkle a little sugar on it. Liquor up.
Some of the benefits of a dairy.
Yeah, that's right.
The cottage cheese we get now, that's cultured.
Yeah. That's right.
So it looks like the real thing.
Yeah.
It tastes sort of like it.
But boy, buttermilk, and makes the finest cornbread and the finest biscuit in the world and the finest pancakes in the world.
Uh-huh.
Is made out of buttermilk. And the kind of buttermilk we had was come out of the old-fashioned churn, this kind, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Made big old tall stone churn with a big wooden lid on it and a big old dasher and had a
choke.
Yeah, had a handle on it there like a broomstick, you know.
Uh-huh.
Churn, betcha. Oh, mercy, yes.
Did your mother used to take a dish, or maybe about so deep, put pie crust in there, and then cut up apples or peaches or cherries and cook it in there with a pie crust?
That was a cobbler.
Serve it with cream.
You betcha. Oh, goodness gracious. Peach, apple, cherry. Oh, mine. All kinds of berries.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of berries would make a cobbler wise. It's wonderful.
Did you ever have anything but cream on the cobbler?
Hmm?
What did you pour on your cobbler?
Well, I guess maybe we might have had our choice. We could put a little milk over it, or we could put cream on it. We always had worlds of good cream.
Uh-huh.
Whatever you prefer. Some people maybe didn't like pure cream because it would be too rich.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'd put a little milk on it. And I don't think that my father ever ate any milk or cream on his cobbler. He just wanted it straight. He'd just eat it straight. That was good enough for him. Yeah.
Did you used to have bread puddings?
Boy, I'd say we had bread pudding. You bet we did.
What did you eat on that?
Just more bread pudding. Maybe put a little milk over it, a little cream.
I was wondering if your mother made sauces and things like that for it.
Oh, yes. Yes, she used to make a plain cake, then cut that in little squares, you know, little serving, little squares. Mm-hmm. Then she'd make a sauce to put over that. No matter what, that's out of this world. I don't know how she made the sauce. Don't ask me how she made it. It was kind of thick though, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's marvelous. Yes, indeed. Yeah, we had that kind of stuff too.
Did you eat food between meals?
I never did. No. I never did, but my sister had something in her hands continually.
What?
And then she'd come to the table and fill her plate full of food and then just mess over it and get up and leave it. And my mother would fuss at that girl about that. It maybe wouldn't be an hour after the meal was over and the dishes and everything was all cleaned up and put away till she'd have something in her hand. Chewing on it, gnawing on it, a piece of bread and butter or something. She, it was just a habit. I never did get into that habit. Never did eat between meals.
I think that'd be a hard one to get into and a hard one to get out of.
That's right. That's right. Yes, sir. I really think it's I've heard people say that, if a child's hungry, let him eat anytime he's hungry. But I think that child could be trained to eat plenty at the meal.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And